Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Val's Corner. I am your host, Valerie Broplay. Let's get into it. And today's Bible passage for this episode is Psalms 139:23. And I'm just 23-24. I just want to read it quickly, because I was reminded of this Bible passage while studying for this podcast. So Psalms 139, verse 23, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. So if you're struggling on where to begin or how to pray, say these things, because truly, everything I've went through, every prayer I said was along these words. Like, I asked God to reveal things to me. I asked God to test me, take out things that didn't belong to him. So that is somewhere to start. And I feel like this passage embodies everything this podcast, these last two episodes was. So yeah, I hope you're blessed. And let's get into it. All right, guys, we're back with episode 3. Yes, last episode was great, but we're continuing part 2 of anxiety and depression. I just got so nervous doing that, y'all. But yes, we're doing part 2 of the anxiety and depression episode. So before we get into that and all that good stuff, I just have like 2 announcements to make. On March 17, here at Hope Worship Center, the young adults were having our service. Let's get excited. I'm excited. I can't wait. You guys are in for a real treat. I promise you, all the young adults out there, even other people, you want to be here on March 17th. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. And then on June 29th, the Women of Hope here present our Women Conference with your cup of tea. I am salty. We have an early bird series going on right now. $45 for your ticket and $65 for a ticket and a shirt. So you ladies, grab it. You don't want to miss it. Last year was amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait. Hope to see you ladies there. Let's get into the episode. So guys, welcome back to episode 3 of part 2 to our anxiety and depression part. So last week, I'm already losing my train of thought, but last week episode, we got deeper than I wanted to, if I be honest. I didn't expect myself to share like that part of my testimony, to be honest, but while doing the episode, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, be honest, because I did say I want to be vulnerable. And if my testimony and my story can help even just one person out there, then I'm doing God's work. So that was my whole goal. And I appreciate the feedback. Thank you guys for listening and hearing part of my story. That truly meant a lot. And for anyone who is feeling those things, feeling depression, anxiety, having suicidal thoughts, just know that you're not alone and you will make it out on top. Like, I'm sitting like right here. I'm living proof that you will make it out. But like, I didn't make it out on my own. Like, God was with me the whole time, the entirety time of my journey with my depression, anxiety, when I felt alone, when I didn't think God was even listening. He was listening the whole time. And like last week episode, I said, God revealed to me why I was struggling with my anxiety and depression. And it all stemmed back from my childhood and with my biological parents. I don't know why I said biological. They're still my parents. I was never a doctor or anything, but yeah, my parents. So that feeling like of not having, like I said before, that traditional family, that traditional mom and dad with the kids in the house, I didn't grow up that way. I grew up with other family members. Am I going to lie? Like, I was obviously loved by my family members and I love them, but I feel like there's nothing, it doesn't compare to like having both your parents, like that parental love. I feel like it's different than anything else. So the fact that I was lacking that, it sent me down a spiral I didn't even know. Like, that emptiness feeling, it all stemmed from that. And honestly, I didn't know it. That's why I kept going back in this cycle of depression, anxiety, always like feeling empty, feeling like I lost a part of myself, feeling like there was no one else in this world with me or for me. I just had that feeling for so long, and I didn't know why until one day I just prayed. I told God, like, I don't want to feel this way. Am I even going to lie to you? I didn't get all of this revelation until last year. So from 2020, dealing with all that, until 2023 is when I became I began the healing process of those things, my anxiety, feeling anxious, having panic attacks. It all didn't stop until last year. And I want to say last year of like, let me see, March, like May-ish is when I truly stopped having panic attacks, stopped crying myself to sleep, stopped feeling like I wasn't never enough, feeling like empty, feeling that void, that emptiness in me. It wasn't until last year. So it was a long process. I'm not going to lie to you. So even though I was pursuing my relationship with God, there would be times where, I'm not going to lie, I felt like I was on, emphasis on the, I felt like I was on fire for God. But really, realistically, I didn't think I was doing the true worth, because I wasn't getting to the root of my issues. I wasn't asking God to like reveal those things to me. Like I truly wasn't praying. Like if I was praying that, I didn't truly mean it in the moment. So I feel like God didn't reveal it to me until he knew I could handle it. Am I gonna lie? And I didn't think I could handle it. When he revealed all these things to me that I needed to uproot, get rid of, I was struggling with, like, I'm like, you took 3 years to show this to me? He probably revealed it, and I just wasn't listening because I wasn't in one communication with God. So it's like, when you're going through all these things and you really want to heal from that and you really want to overcome that, I would say this, be intentional with your prayers. Be intentional with what you're asking God to heal from and truly mean it, because God listens. Like, I still remember praying in 2023, like, because it was right, all this started happening after I got baptized, because I got baptized in the summer of 2022 into 2023. So after my baptism, I felt alive. I'm not going, wait, let me say it. Because I felt like a jolt of energy for some reason. Like after, I was like, I'm on fire. I was reading my word. I was journaling like every day. I was reading my Bible, like reading different stories, doing many different Bible plans. I kid you not. It felt like I was on 100 with God. But while doing that, I was just doing it because of that jolt I felt after getting baptized. I wasn't praying intentional prayer. I was just praying the regular, heal me, God, pray for my family and my loved one. It wasn't intentional prayers. I wasn't going to war with these issues because I thought, oh, I'm fine now. I got baptized. I've been saved for like 2 years now. So I don't think there's anything hidden no more. So I was doing all those things. But not being intentional with what I wanted God to do with me. So it wasn't until 2023, after my birthday, I went through, we're going to find out how crazy 2023 was for me. But it was a remarkable year, transformative, because that's when I truly got, like I said, I got to the root of the issue. I realized why I was feeling all these things. And I started intentionally praying. I started asking God for the things most people wouldn't ask for. And I told my friends then this. They laugh at me, but realistically, I'm happy I prayed these things. I literally will ask God to crush me, like straight up. Like I will ask God, like, you know, God, uproot anything that don't belong for you. Uproot them, show me things, crush. I've asked for a pit. No one should, like this is what I said, be careful what you ask her. Because I asked for God to crush me, make me new, refine me as God, reveal these things to me, like show me, like I was praying these prayers. It came true. He listened. He followed every word I said. And I entered a deep pit. Like, it was darkness and it was me. And I couldn't see the light. And I kept burying myself. And at one point, I honestly gave up. But I came back. So this is going to be another episode where I really get more in depth with like what happened. But during 2023, I dig deep, but it wasn't by choice. There was a situation that put me there that made me do the work. So even while praying these prayers, honestly, I was praying them, but in the moment, like if I'm being honest, like I didn't think God was gonna do it. He didn't. So I was like, wait, God, I feel like I've been through enough. I've been through many different crushing seasons. Like, I felt like with like feeling the presence, I feel like I'm good now. But so I'm like, just say these prayers, like, you know, maybe it'll come true. Maybe it came true. God crushed me. Like, never. Like, he literally crushed me and then built me back up. Like, I felt like I was starting over in my own walk with Christ. And I felt a lot of things. I was like, high peak with my depression and anxiety. Like, I was having panic attack after panic attack, the whole 2023. But I feel like I just rambled on. But yeah, moral of the story is like, be intentional with your prayers. Like, ask, even though it's gonna like hurt and no one wants pain. I didn't want pain. I still don't want pain. I don't want pain. But my pastor always said, within your pain, there's growing, there's purpose in your pain. There's good things come out of that pain. Good things come out of that crushing. A new beginning happens from that pain. So you may be in pain right now or however long ago, but something good came out of it. And I'm literally here, like, out of my pain, my suffering, I'm here. I'm able to speak about it. I'm able to be comfortable. I'm able to be vulnerable with people. Things I never even share. Like, last week, I think everything I said, I didn't share. Like, God put, like I said before, God put these friends in my life who are literally my forever, but I still didn't feel safe enough to share that part of my story. I felt like they were going to leave me if I share that part of myself. If I got deep, if I got raw, I felt like anything that could handle it. Realistically, honestly, they would have been there for me. But because I felt like that abandonment, I was afraid that if I share all of me, every single part of me, they would leave me. And I didn't want to feel that again. Like, I didn't want to feel left. I don't think anyone wants to feel like, had that feeling left, and I didn't want to. So I didn't want to share these things. So I just kept it in. I hid it, and I was just this bubbly person. I feel like that's honestly still who I am. I'm a bubbly. I'm a happy person. But behind that happiness, behind those smiles, behind the goofiness, was a real darkness. It was a really, real broken person. And sometimes I felt like I was putting on a facade. I wouldn't feel like I was being me. So, yeah. So, this to say, like, if you have people in your life you trust and you truly feel like will listen to you and give you the right advice, open up to them, share those things. Because I felt like my healing would have been faster, but like, yet again, everything happens for a reason. It's all in God's timing. It didn't happen how I wanted to, but if you can prevent longer suffering, you should. So if you have people in your life that you trust, they're like your friend, your best friend, boyfriend, well, whoever it is, your pastor, whoever it is, be vulnerable with them. Share those things with them. And I feel like they will help you. Granted, if they're the right people, the right mentor, and spiritually as well. Because even though I didn't open up to these people, I had God with me every step of the way. Like, even though when I didn't think he was there, he was always there. So though I didn't open up to my friends or my family, I opened up to God. And he revealed everything, every single thing about who I am, everything I was struggling, how truly broken I was. I would journal to him. I would cry. So the podcast is called Corner Conversation with Val. Get into that corner. Get into that quiet place, wherever it is, and talk to God, because that's when the true healing becomes. Like, you can't expect to be healed or free for anything if you're lying to God. Even though he knows everything, he knows that he still want to hear from us. And that's how my healing became. I became honest with God. I share how angry I was with God. I share how emptiness. I yelled at God. Like, throughout my whole, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't have to, like, me and God relationship was never, like, that perfect relationship. I truly, I was angry with God. Like, when I was, during my walk with Christ, I realize how angry with God I was because of the circumstances I was living in. I got angry. I would sit in my room and I would yell at God, like, why? Why me? Like, there's all the people in this world you could have picked. Why did you pick me with these struggles? Why did you put this burden on me to deal with? I didn't feel strong enough to handle it. But God always knew. Like, he always knew, like, his plan. All of that was to, like, make me better. But in that moments and stuff, I was angry with God. I would yell. Like, I'm like, I didn't curse God out because I ain't that crazy. But I honestly I admit I was angry with God. I yelled. I was like, why? Why? Like, why is it always me? Like, I'm tired of this pain. I'm tired of emptiness. Like, do something. Something's got to change. And those were the conversations I would have with God and stuff. And in those conversations, it's when things were being broken. Things were broken off of me. There were things being, like I said, revealed to me. And I felt free in those moments, even though my healing didn't come when I needed it. Well, when I wanted it to, it came when I needed it most. And for that, I'll always be grateful. So, like, just talk to God. Like, honestly, just be vulnerable with him. He knows all these things about you but he still wants to hear it. And he wants to hear, like, well, my pastor just preached, what, 2 Sundays ago, be desperate for God. And there were some, back in my past, there were times where I wasn't desperate for God. I was desperate for every other thing beside God. So I want to encourage you guys, get desperate. Like, you want to be healed so bad, like, you're willing to do any and everything, pray any prayer, even the uncomfortable prayer, the ones that's going to bring you even more pain, because something's great is going to happen. I didn't mean to sound motivational there, but, like, I just got inspired because, like, I feel so much freer and lighter. I feel free to be myself because I'm not carrying around all that baggage. I'm not carrying around all that pain, all that anger, all that grief. I'm not carrying around no more. So I feel like lighter. And that's all because of God. That's all because of reading. So if you're going through this pain, if you're going through anxiety and depression right now, I'll tell you the two things, well, three things that truly work for me. Reading my word. Because in reading my word, I saw how other people in the Bible struggle, all the things they had to go through. I'm like, whoa, God brought them to that? He can bring me through this little thing I call my emotions right now. Like, are you kidding me? So, like, you hear other people's story. You hear how badly they went through it and how they overcame it. And that's because, it was also because of their faith. They believed they could get through it with God. So reading your word, hearing other people's story in the Bible, journaling. Many people don't like to write, but I love writing. I love writing and talking. I don't know how the two go hand in hand, but I love doing that. So journaling, I felt like when I was journaling or like even writing my prayers out, I felt the most in tone, like with God for some reason. I felt like I could hear him more because I wasn't just doing, like, as someone who loves to talk, sometimes it's good to just be quiet. And in my quiet time, like in my moments with God, sometimes I don't want to do all the talking. I want God to speak. So like I had to learn along the way, like, journaling works for me because I'm not talking so much. I'm just writing it. And when I write my thoughts and when I'm reading my prayers, things flow better in my brain than me trying to come up with words to say, trying to figure out what's next, trying to figure out what to pray for. When I journal, when I write down my feeling and I literally sit with my notebook and I just start writing, I feel like in those moments, I don't have to think. I don't have to think too hard. So, and I could hear God clear because my mind is like empty. It's not jumbled up. So reading my word and journaling, and journaling my prayers. Sometimes there will be times you need to go to war. And I feel like doing, when, like, if you have deeper depression, those will be sometimes you have to go to war and, like, actually speak out loud audibly for God to hear your prayers and, like, fight that enemy, drown his voice out. I feel like those will be sometimes to actually go to war. And I've done that too. So, like, honestly, just find whatever works. Because my relationship with God, that's what works for me and him. And it's been doing it's been going great. So just find whatever works for you to overcome whatever you is. So pray those hard prayers. Ask God for pain. But also, be prepared to handle that pain. I asked for it, and honestly, I didn't think I was ready for it. But I'm still glad I did it. But learn from me. Before you ask God to crush you, put you in a pit, shed some things off, break some things off. Make sure you're ready for the work, because getting healed isn't an easy thing, especially if you have, like, past trauma, generational trauma. Those are not easy things to break off. And God truly, he works a miracle, because I can honestly say from, it took what? I started really, like, actually doing the work in 2023, I want to say. Went through my little battle. I want to say about 6 months, because we're only 2 months into 2023. So I want to say by healing took about, like, 6 months, 4 to 6 months, realistically. But till God works miracles. I was fighting with these things for 3 years. And God healed me within 4. Let me do the math. I also don't want to be wrong. I started actually doing the work in, I want to say, June 2023. So June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Yeah, so about six to seven months. Yeah. So God healed me within 6 months. And I was struggling with those things, those issues, for 3 years. So our timing, not the same with his. He truly moves however way he wants. But at the same time, some people healing may take long. May even take 3 years to become healed from those things. But moral of the story, you're not alone. You will get through this. But you also have to be honest with God.
read your word, pray, journal, scream, cry, fight, whatever it is, in order to overcome those things. And I can say, since November, I haven't had an anxiety attack. I haven't had a panic attack. I haven't felt that emptiness, that void. I'm truly, like, I can't say I'm truly happy. I'm truly happy in my friendships, in my any relationships. I'm like, I feel like the most honest, like the most honest Val, I can say. And it feels so good. Like, it feels so good. It feels so much lighter. It feels so much freer. And I'm so happy. And I'm so grateful for God. But just because I can say, like, I'm healed now, I always have to remind myself the work still is, like, there's still more to be done. Because that's why I was still always stuck in that cycle. Because one minute I'll be on fire with God. I'll be on one accord with God. I'll feel great. And then, boom, the flame will, like, it will burn out. And then I'll stop reading my word. I'll stop praying. I will stop talking with God more. And that was when I would start spiraling back. So I also have to remind myself this of every day, like, make sure to still be in one, like, still be in tune with God, even though you feel like you have overcome these things. Because once you stop doing that, that's when the enemy creep in and create new things. So I also need to be better at that, like, still being in one accord with God, even after the healing, even after the breakthrough. Because there's always more to grow from. And just, you know, one accord with God is so much better when you're not. I can say that. I can attest to that. Things aren't pretty when I'm not on accord with God. I'm not going to lie. So I always have to remind myself, like, even if it's just 10 minutes out of the day, even if it's just talking. I have long drives to work, so I usually took those times to just talk to God, pray to him, have that conversation. Or, like, I'll wake up and, like, I'll read a passage and try to have it seep in my mind throughout the whole day. And I won't lie, life happens and I get busy. And I don't always sit down to actually journal, but I try my best at least talk to God, pray, even if it's in my car. I have a 40-minute drive to work, so I focus that. If I'm out on the phone or anything, I focus that talking to God, asking him for things. Not asking, yeah, let's be honest, we ask God for things. Asking for things, but also taking at least 5 minutes to see if he talks back. Sometimes he don't, let's be honest, he doesn't talk back all the time, but still making that time for God, even though I feel on cloud nine, still remembering where God brought me, all the things I have to overcome, even though I'm like, I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah, even though I feel great, even though I feel relief and freedom, I still need to remember to still pursue God, still have that, still be desperate for God, like what I first got saved. That desperation should never burn out. That desperation should never go out. Desperation. Sorry if my English is bad, y'all. It's been a long week, but sorry if I'm stuttering as well, but yeah. And also, I want to say thank you for you guys listening. I truly do. And hearing my story, it's amazing. Even if I can help one person, just one person, then I've done God's work. Like, it's amazing hearing the feedback and hearing everyone's story. It's truly, like, it's beautiful. Like I said, my DMs are always open. So yeah, continue to be desperate for God and you will make it through. There is a light at the end of that darkness, at the end of that tunnel. I promise you, it gets better. Don't learn from my testimony, learn from my story, and don't give up, because I gave up, but God didn't give up on me. And I'm so grateful for that, because I honestly wouldn't be here sitting in front of you guys or you guys listening to, if it wasn't for God and if it wasn't for his mercy, his grace, his everlasting love. Like, there's nothing like God's love. And I can honestly say that there is nothing. I've tried the world and it's not as pleasing as a relationship with God. I promise you that 100%. It's not the same. So yeah, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I hope you're inspired. Text me on Instagram, on my podcast channel. Text me on there. Text me in the comments. Like, leave a comment or whatever. So I hope this blessed you and motivated you to keep pushing. You know, I have to do a little, we're towards the end now. You know, I have to do a little influencer spew. My producers always tell me to say. She tells me, reminds me to tell you guys to like, comment, share it with somebody, because you never know who may need this. And yeah, like, comment, share, Oh, we're going to be on Spotify soon, y'all. Be patient with me. We will be on Spotify shortly. And I also going to be getting a backdrop. Bear with me. This black tip will not be here no more. So wait for the coming weeks. We're just starting. So I'm just excited to see what God has in store for this podcast and for me and my walk with Christ. I'm just so excited. I can't believe he's using me this way. I could go on and on, but I won't bore you guys anymore. So yes, please like, comment, share, post, whatever you do, text me. And I hope you're blessed. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye.